tensions over the health of the Chesapeake Bay and its wildlife have been simmering for a while. Now they are bubbling over. Some Virginia officials want to let watermen catch blue crab in the bay year-round. Critics worry that would put too much strain on the fragile blue crab population. NPR's Julie Deppenbrock reports.
Blue crabs are perhaps the most iconic species in the Chesapeake Bay. The crustacean, which is actually blue, is a favorite among seafood lovers. But pollution, habitat loss, and overharvesting are all threats to its abundance.
Years ago, we used to catch what we could sell.
That's Billy Rice. He's been crabbing in the Chesapeake since 1968.
Now we can sell everything we can catch.
5 years ago, the blue crab population was estimated to be about 600 million. Now officials say it's closer to half that number. Today, Rice and his son Rocky are on a boat in the Potomac River, which flows into the Chesapeake. Rice shows me a crab pot, a large wire cage.
They're basically placed on the bottom with a buoy or float that you can retrieve them by, baited with razor clams. And we work in a rig of about 300 pots.
The Rices are out here 3 days a week, starting at dawn. But they can't get by on crabbing alone. A day's catch puts about $400 in their pocket. So on the days they're not crabbing...
I have a grain operation I farm. Rocky has a catfish operation. He catfishes.
A year-round crab season would affect people like the Rices profoundly. Right now, the season runs from April to November in the Chesapeake.
Historically, crabbing in Virginia took two forms: crab pots, which everyone's in Virginia is pretty familiar with, and crab dredging during the winter.
That's Zach Widgen. He's the communications director for the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. The commission vote next month could extend crabbing through the winter.
An initiative like a year-round fishery, it's aiming to stabilize our crabbing industry. You know, they suffer pretty hard economically during periods of limited fishing activity.
Virginia and Maryland used to allow crabbing year-round until 2008, when a decline in population led to a prohibition on winter dredging. Chris Moore is a conservationist with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. He says reinstating winter crab dredging could put blue crabs at even greater risk.
Blue crabs migrate throughout the summertime, but during the winter, they actually become kind of semi-hibernative. And so what that means is they generally kind of stop moving, and they kind of burrow down into the sand or the mud bottom of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries.
Moore says over-harvesting female blue crabs is the biggest concern.
After they come out of their semi-hibernative state in the winter, they're the first ones to start spawning that year and hopefully producing the next generation of blue crabs.
Maryland officials say the species recovery can be traced to the 2008 prohibition on winter crab dredging, and that the Virginia watermen's decision creates a rift in the longstanding partnership between the two states when it comes to the bay. Back on the crab boat, Billy Rice, who was born and raised on a Maryland tobacco farm, says he's against winter crab dredging because it could mean even fewer crabs in the bay.
I think it's just important to understand that, you know, we have a privilege to crab. It's not a right to crab.
Rice says they have to have respect for the resource, so there will be crabs left for future generations.
Those are nice crabs.
Julie Deppenbrock, NPR News.